Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to all our Radio Tyneside listeners in local hospitals, at home and around the world. This is Sheila Hammer bringing you a brand new style of programme each Sunday called New Day Dawning. I'll be presenting a selection of hymns, spiritual songs and readings which I hope will inspire you and perhaps bring a smile to your face. So just relax and I really hope you'll enjoy the programme. I'm going to open with a song that tells us that God is present, right here and now. So let's be still before him and simply listen. The song begins, "Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here." And it's sung to us by St. Philip's Choir of South London. This is the season of Lent, the time of reflection, self-examination and prayer which leads us right up to Easter. And one of the readings for today is about the Ten Commandments given to Moses by God on Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is a very special mountain in the Bible. People believe that in the midst of its fire, smoke and sounds of thunder, God was present. It was here that these commandments, written on tablets of stone, became the law to the Hebrew nation, and gave rise to the values at the very heart of our Western civilization. Having said that, Gandhi was once asked, "What do you think of Western civilization?" To which he replied, "I think it would be a good idea." Someone once said that humans are such able creatures that they have made 32,647,389 laws, and still they haven't been able to improve on these Ten Commandments. However, let me remind you what those commandments were. In a song written to help children remember them, the song is from the Kaleidoscope of Characters to the tune of "I'll Tell Me Ma," and it's called "Moses and the Ten Commandments."
10, don't envy. 9, don't lie. 8, don't look around with even eyes. 7, be faithful. 6, don't kill. 5, honor parents, show goodwill. 4, the Sabbath is a holy day. 6 days work, now time to play. 3, 2, 1 are all to do with loving God, 'cause He loves you.
The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini, a father explains to his young son, Amir, that all sins are a variation of only one sin, and that is theft. When you kill a man, you steal a life, he said. You steal his wife's right to a husband, rob his children of a father. When you tell a lie, you steal someone's right to the truth. When you cheat, you steal the right to fairness. Do you see? There is no act more wretched than stealing, Amir, the father said. A man who takes what's not his to take, be it a life or a loaf of naan, I spit on such a man. Wise words. Why do we have rules? I suppose the answer is that when we break them, others get injured. It's much the same as in football or when driving a car. Perhaps God gave us these rules because He loved the world He'd created so much that He knew what was good and right for us for our survival. I can't even begin to imagine a world where there are no rules at all. But let's for a moment look beyond the thou shalt not, shall we? To the love of God that lies behind them.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my
That was How Deep the Father's Love for Us, sung by Carolyn Cole, from her CD, Windows to the Soul. Jesus took the Ten Commandments further than anyone else. In a special sermon on a mountainside, he shocked his followers, saying, "If anyone is angry with his brother, he will be subject to judgment. If anyone even looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to lose one part of your body than for the whole body to go to hell." These are strong words, but perhaps Jesus wanted to shock his listeners. For in the midst were people who stood in judgment over him, who gave people the impression they were righteous, but their hearts were full of evil. Jesus challenges people right to the very core of their beings, to the very heart of who we are, and what our thought patterns are. He doesn't judge us just by our actions. Adrian Plass, a well-known comedian in Christian circles, commenting on this particular reading, said that his left earlobe might just about make it into heaven if he obeyed the command literally. He also claimed that the best of us is likely to enter heaven looking rather like Admiral Lord Nelson. So, who is good enough? None. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short, the Bible says. But when we ask God to change our hearts and live within and through us, we will find ourselves wonderfully transformed, given what the Bible calls hearts of flesh instead of hearts of stone. This next song is all about praying to God and holding him in our hearts throughout the day in order to be a blessing to other people.
With every morning I will kneel to pray, to be a blessing in this coming day. In everything I say and everything I do, to wholly honor you. At noon remind me through this day to give my full attention to the ones I'm with. Be mindful of those things around and those within, and fully enter in. Teach me the wisdom of remembering, and give me the wisdom to forget. Lead me, oh, teach me to live each day. And in the evening, as my thoughts retell this passing day, let me remember well, so that no bitterness takes root within my soul. Help me to let them go. Teach me the wisdom of remembering, and give me the wisdom to forget. Lead me, oh, teach me to live each day for you. Time may my mind be free to truly rest and be refreshed in sleep. every worry, every strain. Be free to start again. Teach me the wisdom of remembering, and give me the wisdom to forget. Lead me, oh, teach me to live each day for you. Christ be with me.
That song was The Liturgy of the Hours from the CD Paths of Grace by Mark Edwards and Stuart Townend. Just to remind you, this is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the ward entertainment system, on 1575 AM in the hospital community and on Radio Player. And you can contact us by email, info@radiotyneside.co.uk. Our reading for today is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts he found people selling cattle, sheep and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. "Gentle Jesus, meek and mild" was a song children used to sing in Sunday school. But look at this reading. Here Jesus is, whip in hand, driving out money changers and dishonest traders from the temple. The reason being that not only were these men robbing the poor as money exchanged hands, but they were also being dishonest in the handling of the animals for the sacrifice. The temple leaders were probably making a tidy profit too on the side. Also, this court was called the Court of the Gentiles, the only part of the temple where outsiders could gather and worship, and it meant they couldn't focus on their prayers or their worship for all the commotion going on. Jesus was furious that God's holy temple had been desecrated in such a way. It was obvious that by his actions, Jesus was criticizing the religious leaders who had allowed this to happen and who should have known better. These leaders of the law who condemned sins in others and showed little mercy, and who accused him of sin, were guilty of far greater sins. Still today, we can be so blind to our own faults. Forgive us our trespasses, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Our Father God in heaven above, your holy name be honored. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our transgressions, as freely we forgive the debt of those who sin against us. Yours is the kingdom forevermore, amen. The power and the glory forevermore, amen. Forevermore, amen.
That was Ruth Notman singing a folk-style version of the Lord's Prayer from the same album, Paths of Grace. Jesus came under much criticism from the leaders and the elders of the people, for they were proud and judgmental, and very scornful of Jesus, accusing him of mixing with the wrong sort. "He eats with sinners," they said. "He touches the unclean. He sets the adulterer free and forgives people their sin. Only God can do that." Their darkness despised his light, so they did all they could to extinguish it. In this next song, listen to God's call for justice, given through a prophet called Amos. "When worshippers ignore the poor in their midst," God says, "their worship is empty." Jesus' compassion was always poured out upon the poor and the needy, on those others looked down on and despised. Who will speak for them today and act on their behalf?
I will tell you a brand new story. I will sing an ancient song. For this people turn against me, do not know their right from wrong. I despise empty worship, cannot stand vain offerings. Can't abide the gifts they bring me, close my ears to songs they sing. But let justice roll on freely like a river running clean. Righteousness be found among you like a never failing stream. Look at all their endless idols, they have turned their backs on me. Secure and so complacent, look with eyes that cannot see. They are bound with cords of darkness, held in bonds of misery. Turn to me, my captive people, I, your God, can set you free. But let justice roll on freely like a river running clean. Righteousness be found. Justice roll on freely like a river running clean. Righteousness be found among you like an ever-failing stream. Like an ever-failing stream. Like an ever-failing stream. Like an ever-failing stream. Like an ever-failing stream.
Are we willing to put our heads above the parapet and risk all kinds of criticism and ridicule in order to show the kind of love Jesus displayed to the unloved? Are we willing to follow him by loving our neighbours as ourselves, loving our enemies, and loving God enough to keep his commandments? These were Jesus' new commandments, his rules and regulations. This is Sheila Hamill saying goodbye and thank you for joining me. And I hope you'll tune into New Day Dawning at Radio Tyneside next Sunday. My thanks to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical skills in helping to produce this programme. Our final song is by John Bell and Graham Moore of the Wild Goose Resource Group. In their song, God asks us, "Will you come and follow me?" Bye for now.
Will you come and follow me? If I but call your name, will you go where you don't know and never be?